Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews in Jerusalem and around the world stop for a 24-hour fast on Yom Kippur. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Yom Kippur is Judaism's holiest day, a day that is different now as compared to biblical times. Steve Herzig, my broadcast partner, tells us the events of Yom Kippur in biblical times.
Well, you know, Jimmy, in Leviticus chapter 16, it is outlined so clearly exactly what would happen. And really, there was very little that the people did. It revolved around the temple and the high priest and the things that he had to do. They had two goats. One was a scapegoat. The other was a sacrificial goat. The high priest would put his hand upon the scapegoat and symbolically place the sins of the Israelites upon that goat, and it would be sent off, and then he would offer the other one as an offering. And there'd be other offerings as well throughout the day. It was a bloody day, but it was a twofold reminder. Number one, the high priest had to have a sacrifice. In other words, he couldn't perform his ministry as the intercessor between the people and God unless he was pure and holy. And the only way for him to be pure and holy was to have a sacrifice for himself. Now, as a holy priest, he can represent the nation of Israel and sacrifice and actually go into the Holy of Holies, the only time of the year that the high priest only once would go in and sprinkle the blood upon the ark that was there. Nothing like that is done today, although it is a very holy day. I know growing up, the day spent over 24 hours fasting, a genuine desire to ask God for forgiveness. There's liturgy involved, listing all the various sins that almost anybody would commit in a year's time, and where the congregation in unison admits it, falls down before God in prayer and says we're sorry, with the hope that by simply praying, doing good works, and fasting, that God will forgive us of our sins.
Steve Herzig reporting on Yom Kippur in biblical times and today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jesus Christ will fulfill the Feast of Yom Kippur when he returns to earth. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 to 28 tells us that in the end of times, Jesus Christ will enter, the only time he's ever done it, into the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem on a future Yom Kippur. This will be the day that national salvation for the Jewish people will take place in 1 hour. That's Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 9. Without a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Jews must await the true Messiah in order to celebrate this high holy day, Yom Kippur, when the high priest, Jesus Christ, will indeed enter into the Holy of Holies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...